Here's the big question. How do we as salespeople develop the right mindset, tactics, and skills to thrive in today's ever-changing, technologically advanced world? Welcome to the Sales Lab. This podcast is dedicated to the answer. Welcome back to the Sales Lab, everybody. I am excited about today because I love talking about the ripple effect. This is one of the things that I talk to the people that I mentor quite a bit about, because this is one of the things that really gets people to understand how it is that you develop that big why, right? And I know the why has had this, it's been touted a little bit as it's just being a little bit overblown and that kind of thing. But, you know, quite honestly, if you don't have some sort of driving force behind what it is you're doing on a daily basis, then I'm telling you, you're just not gonna have the energy behind it. You're not going to get up in the morning every single day with fire and passion going after what it is that you're trying to accomplish, the impact that you want to have, right? So this ripple effect helps people understand exactly how to develop that burning desire to never quit, to keep moving forward, to accomplish the things that they need to do, to hit the small goals every single day, to lead them to that big outcome. Right? So let's talk about what the ripple effect is. The ripple effect is very simple in concept, the way you think about developing your why. So what I want you to do, if you're able, like if you're driving in your car, please don't do this. But if you're listening to this, you know, on a walk, or if you're listening to this, sitting at home or in your office, what I'd love for you to do is just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to imagine you're sitting on a dock over a pond or lake that's very still, right? There's not a lot of wind going on, so it's not choppy at all. It's just very still, okay? So I want you to imagine that for a minute. And while you're sitting there and you're hearing the surroundings of maybe birds chirping or the rustling of the trees and all of the just wildlife around you, just the atmosphere that you're in. And while you're experiencing that, I want you to think about dropping a pebble into that still water. Now, this is going to create the ripple effect that we're talking about. Now, that pebble, I want you to imagine that pebble is you and what you're trying to accomplish, okay? That's your outcome. That's you right there in that pebble. You are creating that ripple effect. Now, here's where a lot of people go wrong when they're trying to figure out what their why is. They attribute it to maybe, well, I'm doing it for my kids, or I'm trying to set up my family. I'm trying to, you know, drastically alter the financial bloodline of my family, and so that's what I'm driving for every day. Now, some of that is absolutely great, but too often people stop there, and you can't stop there because that's just one ripple. And as we know, when you drop a pebble into still water, the ripple effect goes long and wide, right? So there's going to be other ripples outside of that first effect that you've had, right? So let's just go with that theory for a minute, right? So you've dropped your pebble, that's you. Your immediate surroundings are your immediate family. So if you do have kids and you're doing it for them, and if you do have a spouse and you're doing it for them, and you're really wanting to take care of your family, even if you have an extended family that you're taking care of. I know there's a lot of people that do that, right? So that is going to still be surrounded in that first ripple, okay? So those are the things that you want to think about that's going to also light that fire under you, also get you up in the morning and go after what it is that you're trying to do, okay? But what's beyond that? How can you affect your community around you with what you do? How can you then take that second ripple, that the thing that you do, whatever it is you're going after, how can it affect in a positive way? How can you impact your community around you? Now, whether that's philanthropy, whether that's volunteerism, whether that's creating something that gives back to the community in some way, it doesn't matter what it is, but it has to be something bigger than even just your immediate nucleus, the you and your family and all that. Okay? So now we have another ripple beyond that, because we know when you drop that pebble in there, it is not just going to give you one or two ripples. It's going to give you three, four, potentially five ripples. The bigger, see, this is, here's where we get into it, right? The bigger that pebble becomes, maybe now it's a rock, right? Because the bigger the goal, the bigger the outcome that you're going after, the more the ripple effect is created. So if you're just thinking and feeling and being small, where, hey, I'm going to work my business, and I'm going to sell some things, or I'm going to help these people, and I'm going to make X number of dollars per year, and I'm going to play small because that's just the way I've always thought, and that's what my parents always did, and everything just doesn't really, I can't think big. I can't think into the millions and billions of dollars. I can only think small into the tens of thousands, so I'm only going to make about that much, and so this is about all I can do for my family, and okay, maybe, yeah, I can give to my community a little bit. But when you start thinking bigger, and that nucleus that you drop into that pond is bigger, if it's a nice solid rock, because you have a big, crazy, audacious goal or outcome that you're going after, then there's more ripples. Okay? So now, outside of your community, what can you affect there? And then there's another ripple. What can you affect that's even bigger than that? What can you affect? What can you impact that maybe even impacts the world? You see, too many of you are continuing to think small. And when you think small, you can't do big things. You have to think big and do even bigger. That is the ripple effect, my friends. So what I want you to do is I want you to turn this off. I want you to put some pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and start writing something big. What is it that you're doing now, or something that you've always wanted to do that can just be bigger, more impactful, more contributing to more people, to more community, to more of the world? That is the ripple effect, and that is how you need to think about your why. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. My friends, we are living in the sharing economy. So if you would, please share this podcast, share this episode with someone you feel might be impacted positively by this message. And don't forget, the sharing also includes your 5-star review on iTunes. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I love you for it. Talk to you soon.